My name is Kirsten Sylvanius, and I'm the organizer of the Revelstoke Wildflower Festival.
And what organization are you with?
Tourism Revelstoke is the official organizer of the festival, and so I'm working on bringing it to fruition.
Okay, cool. And so I understand. Well, my first question is, have you seen the wildflowers before up on Mount Revelstoke?
Yes, I have seen the wildflowers on Mount Revelstoke and also all around Revelstoke in the Alpine. And of course, they're a huge attraction for me to go to the Alpine and for so many other people who come to Revelstoke. So I'm excited to be part of this festival for that reason.
And just describe it for people, your first impression, the first time you saw them this time of year, what was that like for you?
The first time in a field, as you climb Mount Revelstoke's access road, as you step out and see the flowers in full bloom in July, it's really nice. I'm from the East Coast, and so we have wildflowers in fields, and I think a lot of them are invasive species too that I'm used to seeing. So to come to the Alpine in Revelstoke and see native species and see the importance of them and see the grizzly bears digging up the glacier lilies, it's really something.
So it is something worth celebrating, and it sounds like this year Tourism Revelstoke is trying to make it more of an event by hiring you. Is that, do I have that right?
Yeah, more or less. I think in years past, well, 2020 was the first year, so they had ideas for it. Some of them came to fruition. And then last year, again, it was just trying to manage COVID restrictions and see what could be done. But this year, I think they put a bit more behind it, and they said, okay, let's see if we can make this a little bit more established, if we can get stuff running a bit earlier. And so that's when I came on board back in April, or maybe even before, just to be the point person for it and make sure that all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed going into the summer.
And then was it tricky because we did have such a late spring and the snow was so slow to melt? Was it tricky to get the timing right?
Well, my understanding from years past is that it's never a sure thing when the flowers are going to bloom. But because you've got so many different areas where they do bloom, like you've got the wildflowers at the resort, and then they bloom at a different time than Frisbee Ridge, which blooms at a different time from Mount Revelstoke. So really, there's kind of a window, and I think we're going to hit the window pretty well with this last heat wave for snow melting and stuff really showing up.
That's so true. And it'll feel good to get up high into the Alpine, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so, and I did check out the schedule just kind of perused it a little bit in anticipation of this interview, but tell us, and I know it's next week, so what's going to be going on?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on this year. So with the Columbia Shoe Swap Invasive Species Society, there's a few informational walks down by the Greenbelt. We also have photographer Laura Sazanto running some workshops earlier in the week. So the festival itself goes from Wednesday to Sunday, so there's kind of a slow, not even slow, but there's a roll into it during the midweek time with some of those afternoon walks and such. And Parks Canada is on board this year with a free shuttle from downtown Revelstoke to the summit of Mount Revelstoke. And so that's done every day of the festival, Wednesday through Sunday. Once again, free for Parks pass holders. And that's also going to facilitate going to their informational walks, which are happening twice a day. Thursday and Friday.
And then I guess for people listening, they'll be like, well, I want to catch that shuttle, but they can go to revelstoke.ca to get all the details on where it will be picked up and the times that it's running.
Yeah, so all the details for the festival are on Tourism Revelstoke's website, and it also has registration details for each separate event. So for most of the events, if you have questions or like last minute questions, there's contact information for the organizations directly. So that way you can just go straight to the source. And then Tourism Revelstoke and the Visitor Center are happy to step in and provide information where needed.
And you mentioned a photography workshop. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So wildflower photography takes a little bit, you can go into it with your phone camera and have great success, or if you've got a DSLR camera and you want to take it up a notch, professional photographer Laura Sazanto, who's got quite the resume in nature and sports photography around Revelstoke, will be leading workshops for $30 a person that are covering some of the basics of using a camera, getting off the auto mode and making sure you're making the most of at least a couple hours worth of features. So you'll get the direct guidance from her about how that works. And of course, you'll have your pictures to take away from the day.
And then anything else that's going on that people should know about in regards to wildflowers?
in regard to the festival, yeah. What I'm really excited about is the All Ages Coloring Contest. And there's a category. It's a Jess Leahy illustration, so it's beautiful. You can start there. And then there's a kids, teens, and adult division. And so there'll be prizes from local businesses as well as Tourism Revelstoke and the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. So Revelstoke Visual Arts Center will be the judging that contest. And there's also a photography contest as well with three categories. So yeah, that's a way anyone can participate. And also there's window paintings that are new this year. We got a local artist, and well, she's also a tattoo artist, but Cata Polano, who has painted select windows around town with wildflowers. And that's new, and it's something I was really excited about. So it'll kind of animate the downtown a bit and give some more art in downtown Revelstoke to look at.
This is very cool. So shuttle, photography lessons, coloring contest, photography contest, window painting. What else? Anything?
Yeah, there's also a art painting workshop with Turbo Bambi at Revelstoke Mountain Resort on Sunday the 7th. And a wildflower high tea at Revelation Lodge. So if you're looking to maybe get a little dressed up or maybe not, your choice, you can go to Revelation Lodge in the afternoon. And the ticket price includes a gondola sightseeing ticket up to the lodge. And there'll be tea and I think some wildflower infused delights, some treats. yeah, I think the menu's being finalized, but that's something else that's new for this year that I'm looking forward to.
Very cool. It seems to me that these events, of course, it's organized by Tourism Revelstoke and probably meant to draw tourists, but anyone can enjoy them. You don't have to be, it's fun to be a tourist in your own town too.
Yeah, and I think the way that, well, from my understanding of where Tourism Revelstoke is moving is to create value just as much for the people who live here as for the people who are visiting. And I firmly believe that the stronger the community feels for the people living in it, the more welcoming and the clearer, a better experience you'll make for the people visiting. So I'm happy that this summer program is great for residents and then also for people stopping by.
And the shuttle, the free shuttle, it's free if you have a Parks Pass.
Exactly. And you can buy Parks Passes from the new kiosk outside the Parks Canada office in downtown Revelstoke.
Ooh, there's a new kiosk. Yeah. I didn't realize. We are learning so much.
Maybe the other thing I'd mention are there are a couple specials at businesses around town. So I think you can get $1 off a Attila the Honey pint at Mount Begbie Brewing, which is brewed with Okanagan honey. So that's a fun tie-in. And then Terra Firma Kitchens is also offering a wildflower-inspired pastry special during the festival. So
I can't wait to know what that is.
Oh, I know. They had a Facebook post a while back about a, like a rhubarb sourdough donut, and I'm hopeful, so no promises. He specifically said that he's not promising that, but who knows.
Very cool. What are you most looking forward to? Oh, you said the coloring contest. Anything else?
I love the window paintings. I just think it's a nice thing to walk around and see. Like, there's one on Emo's, there's one at Silver Winds, and then they're coming up on other locations throughout town as well. But I'm from the East Coast, and we had a couple of festivals around there, and they always had, it was something people looked forward to every summer. So it's nice to have a community event and to see it and get excited about it visually in the days leading up to it. So,
and I know, I don't know if you can speak to this, and if not, it's okay, but are you able to talk a little bit about the history of Mount Revelstoke and the trails that were originally built up there for people to see the wildflowers?
I'm not the best person to ask about that, but the museum does have an exhibit on Mount Revelstoke right now, and that I think they're having a family day on August 6th, which is, again, not tied into the festival, but does speak to the role that wildflowers played in the citizens of Revelstoke wanting to create Mount Revelstoke National Park. So that's definitely something to check out if you want, I think they're air conditioned, if you want an indoor activity that ties into wildflowers.
Yeah, and we've mentioned it a few times this morning already, but the museum is waiving the fee for people who are going there to escape the heat. So it is a nice, cool place. So you can go, and we're just going to leave you with this, that tantalizing bit of history, and you can go and fill in the blanks for yourself because it is really cool. And yeah, anything else you want to say?
No, just thanks to all the community partners that have reached out to me and offered to volunteer or been working on things together with me over the past few months, because there's so many moving parts and I really appreciate everyone's cooperation and I'm looking forward to seeing it come to life soon.
Are you going to be doing all the things?
Yeah, I think so. I'll be wandering around with my camera, hopefully getting a couple promo pictures for next year. I'll be there.